Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Bye-bye.
Oh, you tripping. I'm out of here anyway. Peace out.
Well, this was fun. I could get used to this. 2 hours of Rock'em Sock'em Radio. Good night, everybody. I'm in.
What a great time slot.
Man, tomorrow at least, I'm in for one more day. Thank you to Herb Lawrence. It was a pleasure. Thank you to Rick Camp. That, surprisingly, was a pleasure.
Surprisingly?
No, I'm just kidding. You got a fire on somebody, you know? Thank you to Kendall Gill for the conversation and to Bruce Feldman from The Athletic for the conversation. Tomorrow, I don't know. We'll see what the news brings. I don't have tomorrow's news handy.
Oh, Albert Brooks, broadcast news. Mm-hmm. Nice drop there. That's a deep cut.
Uh-huh. A lot of anxious anchors, something with powerful posts or something like
that. You're struggling here.
I'm struggling!
Yeah, apparently 2 hours have exhausted you.
Yeah. I guess I'm done.
Lots of alliteration from anxious anchors in powerful posts.
That's what it is. I love that movie. And Albert Brooks in general. As McNeilan Park and say hello. What's up, men?
How's it going, Speegs? Looking good in purple.
Oh, thank you. I've got a gig tonight, so I'm just going to combine dressing for radio and dressing
works.
For a gig.
It works. I don't know. I think I verbalized this to you before. Purple is your color. It's your power color. Yes.
Usually it's just good in a tie. Right?
I like a good purple shirt, purple tie combo.
The purple shirt works on you. It absolutely does.
Well,
my guy!
Comfortable with my masculinity. We'll see if that lasts through Scorehouse.
Why is that? Arizona. Is that not supposed to be masculine?
No,
purple?
I suppose it is. My wife said, how are all you guys going to manage sharing bathrooms? That was one question. But did I hear right in the meeting yesterday that the house is freaking enormous? How enormous is the house?
They got a mansion. It's ridiculous, the house. I will say that, Speegs, I don't know if this is true, but I think I might have screwed us because, well, really, it's Owen's fault, if we're being honest. Because I think... Because,
how dare you come out in 31 and a half weeks?
Because I wasn't going to go to Scorehouse.
Right.
Because it was so close to Steph's delivery date. But then he came home so early that now I'm able to go. But you were already booked to fill in for me. And now that I'm going and you're going and we're doing the three-man show,
yeah,
I think you and I might be sharing a room.
No.
I think it might have to happen. I don't want it to happen. But I don't know if there's enough bedrooms individually.
That
and obviously Mitch will never make Mac share a room with anybody.
A man's face that just screamed, lobster again?
I know.
That's sourpuss personified right there.
Well, look, you could argue that we have shared Dan McNeil for low these years.
I'd rather have my own bedroom also.
I wondered about that. Well, there's got to be a pull-out couch somewhere, right?
There is, and here's the thing.
There's a room and a couch. Couch would be good for you.
Yeah, pond would be fine for you. I would
beat me to it.
I've been getting such poor interrupted sleep
that
a couch at Scorehouse would be an improvement for me. And I am the last man in. So whatever the worst sleeping accommodation is, I'll raise my hand and take it.
See, that's what I was wondering because I'm going to be in Arizona starting on Friday because I'm doing the game on Sunday.
Well, Mitch assigns rooms at Scorehouse. Mitch is very oddly controlling
really?
Of Scorehouse.
So I can't break
your name's
in there?
On your door. Your name is
early.
On your door. You're going to love it though. Every bathroom is furnished with toiletries and it's first class.
Oh my god. What
didn't you think that was over the top taken care of us?
Yes, room assignment.
He spent $600 on grocery and housewares.
He honestly bought probably $200 worth of mixed nuts. for Scorehouse last year. It's like, that's a weird thing to stock up on.
You could
on.
Argue that's what the entire house will be full of.
But no, what it is he wants to take care of his, you know, high priced, high end diva talent.
Yeah, the high maintenance guys.
And McNeely or whatever it is. But him and Bernsey
what
were
year is this?
They were in a casita last year. They had a separate house. That was only for Bernstein and Mac.
Really?
Yeah. So whatever the best room is,
yeah,
that'll be Max.
Well, that's what I unless Mully was coming.
That's true, right? Yeah, you know? Mully would have his own house.
Yes, and deservedly so.
In the middle of his street.
All right. So you and I are. He's going to. You've heard this that he's going to assign the room. The
I
room
know
share.
That he is assigning the rooms, and I think you and I are sharing a room.
I would volunteer to take the couch. I sleep so poorly these days too. Parkins needs to catch up.
I do,
but I'm going to be first guy with lights out likely. So I don't know if I want to try and get some sack on the couch while everybody's still hanging out. I don't know if that's a doable proposition.
Yeah, you know, I'm not afraid to share a room with you, Dan.
Neither am I. As long as we have our own beds.
Fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. We will have our own beds?
I think we'll have our own beds.
That'd be a nice time.
Yeah.
No, I'm not afraid to share a room.
Do
and as long
the
as
machine?
You don't mind. No, the CPAP?
Yeah.
No, since luckily a little bit of weight loss has got the snoring very much under control, I believe.
Oh.
Of course, well, I don't know exactly.
Honestly,
I presume.
If there is a pillow and a blanket,
yeah,
it will be an improvement from my current sleep situation. Now, the Sleep Number bed, amazing. I don't want the Sleep Number people to be upset.
Uh-huh.
But just, you know, I'm up all the time. I'm awake at all hours.
Yeah, so, I mean, and I don't understand the preemie schedule, if it is still an issue that is different from the normal schedule. How often does the boy eat?
They want us to be feeding him every 3 hours.
Okay.
So, but he sometimes wakes up before that or sometimes doesn't go right to sleep. And, you know, he's still, I was telling Mac, newborns make a lot of noises even when they're sleeping. They don't sleep quietly. Newborn noise, newborn sounds is a thing. They're learning how to digest.
Yeah.
And especially with preemies, it can be a little exacerbated.
You're clearing the lungs of all kinds of stuff.
Snorts, like learning how to digest.
Got a lot of nerve.
It really is.
Making that kind of noise.
He's in the bassinet right next to the
hey,
bed.
I'm sleeping over here.
It's crazy. So, like, hey, honestly, 20 times a night, maybe, he'll make some sort of noise that is a new noise from a previous noise that I've already learned.
Mm-hmm.
And the bassinet's on my side of the bed. And I will wake up, take my phone, and just like turn on like the backlight and look at his face to be sure that, hey, was that a choking sound? Oh, no. Okay, you're sleeping calmly.
Oh, yeah, that terror.
Yeah.
It's hard to sleep with that level of constant terror.
So, yeah, I just, you know.
Yeah, I had to have the same room. My kids, when they were up to about a year old, in the same room.
I'm totally strung out right now, but and I don't drink coffee. I think that'll probably last another
day. That picture Mitch put of us on Twitter yesterday said it all, right?
It was so that's why
I literally looked like I was pulling a Francesa and fell asleep during the show. Just happened to my eyes were closed, but I looked very comfortable.
Yeah, you looked asleep.
And you looked stoned.
Stoned. Distorted. Someone said that I looked like that Mike, the LeBron James smoking a cigarette meme, which is just not flattering. And then I showered and put on my winter hat because I was walking the dog at like 6 a.m. yesterday. And so my hair was all messed up. And so I looked like Eminem in 8 Mile. And so it was a terrible look. My mentions have just been a dumpster fire ever since. So thanks, boss, for sharing that picture. I've dressed nice basically almost every day since these HD cameras have come in. I've improved anyway.
Yeah, I've noticed that.
The nice hair. Right around the time Marquee announced its presence.
That's right. That's right. And then the one
not
day.
Not to draw any parallels.
Yeah, and then the one day Mitch shares a picture from the HD stream, I look like a hobo.
Well, this is the thing that this is what a baby will do to you. Your definition of what clothes are clean will change. Like this one. Oh, there's just a little spit up on this t-shirt. It's fine.
Yeah.
We'll be totally fine. You know, here's something that that I was given during this stage, during the newborn stage, really the first 6 months, it helped an awful lot. The Dunstan baby languages. Are you hip to this?
No.
This woman, she was an Australian opera singer.
Googling.
Dunstan, D-U-N-S-T-A-N. It's not Sean Dunstan.
All right. Typo here already.
Which was shocking to me. But she is an Australian opera singer who knew a lot about the voice and then had a baby and wondered about the voice and did intensive research and was able to decode the 5 different baby cries and what they mean.
Oh my gosh. Huh.
And it's there is a commonality across cultures and across races and continents to some of the sounds that the human mouth can make. And so there is, she was able to decode it. Now I found it useful. It didn't like 100% work for me, but there were a couple of the cries I was absolutely able to decode.
You knew what he wanted.
I knew what he wanted.
I'm pulling really? It up right now.
Example.
One of the cries, means food.
Yeah. I'm seeing it right here.
What did that sound like?
I don't remember. I don't remember now. I'm way too far removed.
So, is burp. NEH is hungry. E-A-I-R is lower gas. H-E-H is discomfort. Uh-huh. O-W-H is tired.
Yeah, and I was able to tell gas from hungry. That's absolutely the one, because the N was different. So however it manifested in Ruben, the N was different. And so I didn't try to feed him when he just had gas. I would move him around and help him burp, and it absolutely helped.
What's the sound when they make when they want to offer a warning? Be careful, it's slippery over there. Is there one of those?
Not as of yet.
But you know, that's funny that you bring that, because I haven't been able to differentiate the cries, but I was saying the other day, it's not that complicated yet, because it really is just one of those things.
Right.
He's either hungry, he needs his diaper changed, or he needs to be burped.
Right. So what you end up doing is what everybody does, which is you just go through all of them until something helps.
That is correct. Yeah, that's what
let me just go down the line. Right. Yeah. It's like my grandmother used to do. She used to like want to call me, and she's like, hey, John, Bob, Suze, ate Matt, and she'd eventually get to me.
That's right. Yeah.
Which is the way it works.
I've changed multiple clean diapers. Because I'm like, you're crying. Uh-huh. Maybe this is dirty.
Right. Well, yeah. So.
Because they're all just smell it. And I'm like, hey, it smells like it could be dirty at all times.
If I still have the Dunstan Baby Languages DVD, I'll bring it in for you.
That would be
He doesn't have a DVD player. Oh, you could put it in your computer.
I could put it. Yeah, I could find a place. But I don't watch DVDs anymore.
What's the gig tonight, Speaks?
It's just a private party. Okay. Private party to make music for people.
Velvet Ropes.
Yeah, pretty much. You guys are not invited.
I'm thrilled to be in the desert with you and with Danny again in Scorehouse too. That's going to be a blast, but I'm disappointed. I'm going to miss Tributosaurus next week.
I know, it's your jam. Finally.
It's yes, and I didn't think I'd live long enough to see you guys come around to doing the Canadian Power Trio.
18 years, and finally, like 6 weeks ago or 8 weeks ago, they decided, all right, let's do Rush. And our drummer has like a 30-piece drum kit set up in his basement. He's been working for 2 months on it. It's like, I think his entire life
has
led to this moment.
Was he on board before you guys got into this with Neil's library? Was he already there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely. So he's well schooled.
Drummer kind of goes hand in hand.
He's well schooled and well healed and has still spent the last 2 months getting ready for it.
Nice. Are you bummed you're missing it?
He's not.
Yes. I mean, sure. Yes.
Okay, no.
Not much.
Your voice went up there.
No.
Jason Siegel taught me in I Love You, Man. That means you're not being completely truthful.
I am bummed I'm missing it, but I'm not bummed as if it were like a band that I adore, because I don't adore them. But the beauty of the project is that every time we do a band that I have not adored, by the end of the month, I do.
You discover,
because it's undeniable.
Sure.
All of a sudden, you break it apart and build it back up. You're like, oh, that's why that's great. Oh, my God, I didn't realize that.
I guess Skinnerd wasn't just waving a Confederate flag around and blowing on a jug.
Wow, that was a lot funkier and groovier than I had remembered. A lot more Muscle Shoals in that music than I remembered. So I'm denied that process for Rush, which is a band that I could have used it for.
I'd love to get the taste of a bad Rush tribute band out of my head too. I saw one of those just Friday night with my son Jack. We went and saw some guys do their very, very best, but you know what? More rushing attempts, fellas. Get in the garage a little bit more.
It can be very difficult. Speaking of rushing attempts, I agree with Danny that Ryan Pace said nothing of consequence yesterday.
Yeah.
I do. I just, other than
well,
stuff
that's not
that was
exactly what Danny said. That what's of consequence is the denial on a fifth year, lack of a commitment to the quarterback.
I guess what I mean to say is that he has now developed the skill to a very high level of just giving you nothing.
For sure.
You know, it's frustrating because we tend to wait for months for him to speak, and then he speaks, and then we spend time dissecting it, and there's not a lot of there.
And don't get me wrong. Matt Nagy was number one on my list for this past Bears training camp. Mully and Haw got Ryan Pace. We got Matt Nagy, and I was thrilled to get the opportunity to talk to Matt Nagy. Don't get me wrong. I'd love to sit across from Ryan Pace.
That's different.
And exactly.
That's different.
And say, okay, you're coming into here for 20 minutes. Let's see what we can get out of you.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that's a different thing than what that is, which the beat reporters are doing a good job when they're asking concise questions, but they have to hit on a number of things.
Yeah.
There's a fixed amount of time. Whereas if he was coming on the show, in theory, I could only talk to him if I wanted to about the 2017 draft.
Right.
Until he left. And, you know what I mean? Not that I would want to do that. Not that I fantasize about that. But you know, you could do that if you wanted to in this context. They can't do that. And he's trained at being evasive and not revealing things. And it's strategically not to his advantage to reveal anything. And he could offer up that verbal carrot to Mitch Trubisky if he wanted to. And he keeps stopping short of it. So I'll read into it.
Yeah, stopping short of it out of one side of his mouth, out of the other side telling us that he's very, very good at doing a lot of things we don't see him do well.
Mm-hmm.
That's the frustrating thing about it.
But the proof will come by the end of March or early April when they're could be a very fascinating new quarterback here by trade or by signing.
Yeah, Parkins thinks there will be one. I do not. What about you?
They are bold. They are bold. To a fault sometimes, and having drafted and traded up to draft, and then they make the Mac trade
right.
In this crazy active offseason, doesn't it fits their profile that they would be one of the bold teams.
In recent years, but how bold are you talking? Are you saying Teddy Bridgewater bold?
No, I'm talking about a trade for either Carr or Newton.
That would be bold.
Or signing...
Newton staying in Carolina, I have a strong feeling.
Or signing Phillip Rivers. Or deciding to sign, even though Jameis Winston or something like that, like really, truly going hard in a direction that you do not expect for somebody who is established, at least to some level. That would fit their profile of what they've done.
I agree with you. I also just think they'd be foolish not to. And
with the defense in the state that it's in.
Yeah, and Matt Nagy continues to be empowered, and he has the capital, I would think, to say, okay, listen, I tried it with your guy. He's had a couple of years, but at some point you're going to have to let me sink or swim with my system with the guy that I pick, right? I think.
Yeah, so maybe it's Nick Foles.
Yeah, right, or whomever he thinks it is, but I think that Matt Nagy is going to get a shot to pick a quarterback. And it doesn't necessarily mean it comes in the draft, and I hope it comes this offseason.
If it is Nick Foles,
yeah.
your former colleague at Sporting News, Peter Schrager, might consider moving to Chicago. That's a tease for some sound we'll have a little bit later on.
He's got a love.
Out of India. He has all kinds of love. Nick Foles is among those on his love list. What did he say last season? He's the best postseason quarterback in NFL history.
Yeah, it was something about his clutchness that he was.
He would not relent either. He went hard for several weeks.
Wow.
Well, the best quarterback in postseason history.
Is it Kevin Acey for Chris Bryant level
yes,
love?
Yes, it was. That guy was spectacular.
Yeah, understandable. All right, boys. What you doing on the show? Radio things? Talking about stuff?
Yeah, that's pretty much our plan. We got Mark Grody from the Combine at 3 o'clock. There's football. There's basketball, there's baseball, and Mac has promised big name hockey guests 3 or 4 days in a row,
yeah.
And he's not able to land any of them.
Yeah, another swing and a miss
big
today.
Big Chief Mac Hawk over
tomorrow.
Here.
Well, I want to talk to you about Jeremy Roenick, whether we should talk to him tomorrow at 3.
Okay.
He's available for us at 3. Parameters,
it
appears, though.
Yeah. Oh, wait,
with parameters.
Yeah, I'm not a big parameters guy.
His parameters?
He doesn't want to talk about NBC.
Oh, yeah, that's kind of a big deal.
You know,
it's kind of a big part of it.
I'm all for Aurelio's. I'm all for the hockey schools. But we got to talk about Catherine Tappan and his former boss, Sam Flood. And he has carved out a niche. He has a following for being a guy who will stick his neck out and give you his opinions. So this would be off-brand for him to duck the commentary, I think. And if he doesn't, it's up to him if he chooses to throw punches or not. But we got to talk. We got to at least try.
Yeah, I'm not. I didn't know that until just now.
Yeah.
I'm not really interested in. Now, I don't need to grill him for 20 minutes about what happened, but
no,
I am.
It's not a, I think we both agree he shouldn't have been fired.
Well, see, yeah, I need to know. To me, there's still a huge variable. I don't know how angry or put off she was by it. If she filed formal complaints and was offended by it, then given the network that he worked at and right. the culture of which we're in, I completely understand why it happened. At the time, I was like, he wouldn't have said that if they weren't actually friends and they didn't actually vacation together and it was casual and all of that. But yeah, I want to know, are you apologetic? How mad was she? What happened? Mm-hmm. What's next for you? There's not exactly a lot of places that employ national hockey analysts.
He put out a very angry short video and then apologized for that.
Well, right. So I'm just curious. Like, does he have any? Because I do believe that there is space in 2020 to make a mistake, be reprimanded for it, show contrition, and go forward. Like, people talk about cancel culture. Most people don't actually get canceled. You might get knocked down a peg or two, but then there's an opportunity to come back if you handle it correctly.
And he has political motivation to go out to try and salvage some grace out of this, too, because he wants to wind up in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And right. you could make a real good argument. He's among the most deserving guys who are not enshrined in Toronto.
Well, I think it's clear from putting out an angry video and then withdrawing that he's not exactly sure how to be graceful and the fact is that what is a teachable moment without any of the actual teaching? You don't just learn something as a culture without actually trying stuff.
Yeah, but I think there's an interesting conversation in there, right? Like the idea of what if you want to just golf the rest of your life, then whatever, you go ahead. You lost your job, you probably have enough money, mm-hmm. go ahead. But if you want to have a voice of prominence in a public space,
and I suspect he does,
then sure. you should be able to you should want to figure out how to comfortably navigate those waters.
And maybe he's still doing that.
Well, maybe, but I mean, but that's the thing. You got to figure it out, especially if your brand, if you will, is to be a guy who's willing to step a little bit over the line.
Yes.
So then if
that
you step too far,
of his book.
Right, then you're actually learning what is over the line, and people have a capacity to accept that, I do believe.
Yeah, and again, what he said about a coworker in a traditional workplace is obviously not acceptable, but I am curious if she was cool with it, if they were really friends, if he was joking, he didn't say it in his workplace. Mm-hmm. Did he apologize to his bosses, or did he say, like, no? Like, was he defiant in the face of some trouble? Because then that's going to get you fired. He wasn't fired instantly for the comments. He was fired, like, what, 4 or 5 weeks later, 6 weeks later?
I'll tell you what the old Dan McNeil would do. The old Dan McNeil would tell JR, you're not going to ask about it, then bring him on and ask him about it.
Oh, wow.
I don't think that ever happened. That does sound like something I probably would do.
Did I say the old Dan McNeil? I meant the current Danny Parker.
Hey, speaking of which.
That's what I meant.
When you two were together recently and you had a phone dropout, I think it might have been Hub Arkish. I was listening to the two of you briefly.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you said you were yelled at by a host once for a cell dropping out, but you didn't say who. That wasn't me, was it?
I don't think
I ever lit up a producer because a cell dropped.
No, it wasn't you.
Okay.
It wasn't you.
Because you never filled in the blank.
No, it was a guy with a very short fuse who I liked more than most. All right, we'll see you later.
There he goes.
See you, Speaks. Looking forward to the three-man show at Scorehouse. Speaks going to hang out with us for an hour tomorrow as he's in for Lawrence.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.